And that's the state of play, basically, right, when Trump comes into office in January. Maduro has held on to power, even though at this point, the whole world basically believes that he has stolen this election. So what does Trump do?
So initially, he tries negotiating with Maduro. He sends his envoy to Caracas to start working on a deal that would, in effect, deliver all of Venezuela's natural resources to the U.S. and keep Maduro in power, at least for the time being.
Did you say deliver all the natural resources of Venezuela to the U.S.?
That's right, Natalie. The reporting that we have shows that it was arguably the most far-reaching attempt at resource diplomacy of Trump's time in power. It involved shipping all of Venezuelan oil to the United States. It involved opening up all of Venezuela's oil fields and mines to U.S. companies. And very importantly, it involved Maduro basically breaking off the existing contracts with Chinese, Russian, and Iranian companies, basically sabotaging his existing alliances in order to rebuild his relationship with the United States. Early this year, the momentum was definitely heading towards a deal. Venezuela started accepting deportation flights from the United States. It started releasing Americans held in Venezuela. And it seemed like we are cruising towards normalization of relations. But then, Trump's Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, takes center stage. And everything changes.